We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams, our top local story. It was horrific, a deadly hit and run in South L.A. The LAPD now needs your help to track down the driver.
On the night of December 4th, a man believed to be homeless was crossing the street outside a crosswalk at Avalon Boulevard and 81st Street when he was hit by a dark-colored Ford Fusion.
He was lodged under the hood of the vehicle.
Detective Keith Gonzalez with the South Traffic Division says the car kept going for about 150 feet before the driver hit the brakes.
And he flew off under the concrete, colliding with the concrete. And then the suspect continued and fled westbound on 82nd out of view.
Based on video of the incident, he says the driver appears to have specifically meant to dislodge the man from the hood. The victim died at a local hospital. A $50,000 reward is being offered for information that leads to the suspect. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And there's video of the incident on our website, knx1070.com.
Investigators trying to solve a puzzle behind a bloody crash Lamborghini.
Video shows the bright red sports car upside down with emergency lights flashing. It was abandoned on Angeles Crest Highway. Skid marks show it may have hit the side of the mountain before it flipped over. The CHP's Altadena station looking for the driver of the car. Anyone with information is urged to call them. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Studies show a growing number of mothers are turning to marijuana products for relief of morning sickness and headaches. Now a state safety oversight agency is looking at the risks.
The concern is over the potent, high-inducing chemical in marijuana, THC, and whether it should be declared a risk to pregnant women and require warnings.
There are some animal model studies which show there is a negative effect on brain development.
Dr. G. Thomas Ruiz is an OBGYN at Memorial Care Orange Coast Medical Center. He says past tests have used specially produced government-provided marijuana, and that's a problem.
What is being produced on the market now is much more potent than what is produced by the federal government.
Cannabis industry officials say there isn't enough research on THC and are concerned that a state-mandated warning label could make marijuana companies a target for lawsuits with unverified claims of injuries from pot use during pregnancy. Chris Seedens, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Colleagues put on a fundraiser for the family of a young L.A. County Sheriff's deputy who was critically hurt when she was hit by an alleged drunk driver while running after a suspect.
Deputy Dakota Polanco remains in the hospital, but her parents say she is getting better.
She's going to make it through this, and she's going to come back stronger and better and harder. She's a hard, hard fighter.
Lori Hayden is Dakota's mom and a retired law enforcement officer.
May not look like it now, but I made her tough. This is one thing that would bring anybody to their knees. She's moving her fingers, she's moving her arms, she's moved her legs.
A little more than 2 weeks ago, the 25-year-old Lakewood Station deputy was responding to a call about a man acting erratically in Paramount. Officials say before she even got out of the patrol vehicle, the man punched her through the window. Hayden ran after him and was hit by a suspected DUI driver in an SUV. Both suspects were arrested. The road to recovery for Hayden may be a long one, but Lori told supporters at the fundraiser she's optimistic. Dakota's dad said his daughter is so strong, she makes him feel weak, and he has no doubt she'll make a full recovery. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Work continues in Washington on a bill that would reverse a key provision of the president's tax cut. It caps the deduction for state and local taxes at $10,000. And San Gabriel Valley Congresswoman Judy Chu tells KNX that left many people in Southern California with significantly higher
many
tax bills.
Many people have a state and local tax deduction that is far higher. For instance, in my district, the average deduction is $21,000. That's more than double the current $10,000 cap.
Chu has co-sponsored a bill that would eliminate the $10,000 cap. The deduction was written into the tax code a century ago to prevent the federal government from taxing money that was already spent on local taxes. The bill's expected to get a vote in the House perhaps as soon as next week, but its future in the Senate is uncertain.
L.A. high school students who need help, answers, or just need to talk to someone can get that help without even leaving the campus. 50 well-being centers are opening up at 50 schools, the first one at Esteban Torres High in East L.A.
These centers will be open a minimum of 20 hours a week, dealing with things like substance abuse, stress, anxiety, and depression, and sexually transmitted diseases. Students can get contraceptives, too. Austin Buettner is the superintendent at L.A. Unified.
Students have needs. They have questions. They have issues.
And by providing services right at the school, it makes it easier for everybody, the students, the parents, and the administrators. Deborah Lowe is the principal here.
Students miss much less class time when they need only to walk 50 feet to get an appointment, and parents don't have to miss work at all to get them there.
School board president Monica Garcia says this is what you do to help students succeed.
When we invest, our children do better.
The well-being centers will even have after-hours phone support lines. In East L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.